On the show today, we have Cornerstone Credit Union League President and CEO Caroline Willard talking about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Caroline Willard. How are you, Caroline?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good, good. You are obviously the corner. You are, all, I don't want to say brand new into your leadership position there at Cornerstone Credit Union, but you've been there, what, 7 months now? 8 months, something like that?
You're giving me too much credit. I've only been there for 5 months.
Oh, five. Okay, my apologies.
Yeah.
But kind of my first question out of the gate here is, obviously we're talking about Hurricane Harvey and the relief efforts, its impact in your state of Texas. But gosh, how are you holding up? How is the league holding up? And then more particularly, you're like 5 months into the job and now you're dealing with this mega natural disaster. How's it going?
Yeah, that was some trial by fire.
I bet.
Not quite literally, but it was a really steep learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my board just yesterday, in fact, that the gratifying thing about it is I was panicked. I've never lived through a hurricane, and in fact, since I live in Dallas now, didn't technically live through one this time, but
right.
I didn't really know much about what that would be like and what the recovery efforts would be and how we would intervene. But I got to tell you, my staff knew exactly what to do.
Oh, right.
They've been through some.
Okay.
And so it was a good leadership lesson. It mm-hmm. was a time to, you know, let the people who knew what they were doing do what they did best.
Right on.
Yeah, and I would, you know, kind of intervene and say, hey, could we maybe take something up to the next level? Could we reach out to CUNA? Could we reach out to Co-op and PSCU,
mm-hmm.
You know, for some comms help? And so, you know, I think that I was just there sort of, you know, being a bit of a rudder, but it's really satisfying to see how well the team stepped up and they put their hearts and souls. I just got a story this morning that one of our employees actually literally gave the clothes off her back.
Really?
To someone who needed, I think it was a jacket yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so we've got some people on the scene, and in fact, I'm going on Friday.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Down to Houston. So it, you know, I learned a lot, and it was just a great exercise in learning about what the credit union spirit's all about
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah, teamwork, definitely teamwork, big time. I mean, industry-wide teamwork as well, you know, not just what the amazing things you guys did there at the league, but also industry-wide as well.
Oh my gosh, you know, if all I had done was sit and answer my phone, we would have had a fantastic response because there were so many offers of help pouring in. I mean, Denise Gable right away from the Northwest Credit Union Association reached out and said, what can we do? And the Global Women's Leadership Network and certainly CUNA Mutual Group, you know, so many organizations, you know, just jumped in and said, whatever I can provide. Even Catherine Davis from Balance said,
really?
Hey, I can provide free credit counseling to people in the region, even if they're not currently a client. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, that's a testament to the spirit of our industry. Very, very cool. So what's the latest coming out of Houston? You said you got people there on site. You're going down on Friday, I believe you said. So what's the latest coming out of there? I mean, are credit unions still closed? I'm assuming there's a bunch open now. What's the status?
Yeah, well, the good news is that every institution of the 189 that we were tracking at the height of the storm, every one of those institutions is open. Now, some of their branches have sustained damage. Some of them have had some flooding.
Yeah.
Some of them have had some wind damage. You know, there was a drive-through that was knocked out, for example, with some wind damage.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all operating at least at the institutional level.
Good.
We, you know, what we do with our foundation is we give out disaster relief grant money. And to date, we've given out more than 900 grants.
Wow.
To credit union employees and volunteers. And those grants are up to $1,000 a piece. And so what they do is, you know, kind of helps people get back on their feet, those immediate short-term needs.
Mm-hmm.
We raised about $1.3 million to
nice.
CU Aid. Yeah.
Very
you know,
cool.
The, it's, it sounds like a huge number, but my goodness, we've already gone through like 850,000.
Oh, I can imagine.
That's just in the first phase.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to continue with fundraising and get some more help down there.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, good to know things are moving forward and getting back to some sort of normality. But obviously, it's going to be a while till things get back to to full speed down there in Houston. So we're still thinking about them, praying for them, all that type of stuff. But let's step back here for a second. What was it like when Hurricane Harvey hit? Obviously, you guys had a little bit of time knowing that it was kind of somewhat heading in your direction. But from the news reports, I mean, it didn't turn into a Category 5 until 24 hours before it hit land. It was some sudden turn of events right before it hit. It was like, everyone was like, what? of a sudden this thing's serious, you know?
Yeah, and just that volatility was what made it even scarier.
Yeah.
We didn't know, for credit unions that were right on the coast, we didn't know how bad the storm surge might be, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how bad the wind was going to be. We didn't know exactly where it was going to make landfall. You never do.
Right.
And so we didn't know how populated the area was going to be, but we knew it looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
And there was sort of a sense of a slow speed train wreck coming at you. And people were bracing themselves. They were making cash orders and really doing everything they could to prepare. But there's only so much you can do.
What did you guys do at the league to prepare?
A storm of that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, how can you? That's impossible.
Fully prepared.
Right. That's impossible to be fully prepared for something like that. It's just crazy. But what did you guys at the league do? I mean, were there any preparation? Obviously, you said some of your staff have been kind of through this before. They kind of knew the drill and that type of stuff. So what was going on at the league prior to it hitting?
Yeah, the first thing that we really did was set up a communications hub.
Oh, cool.
And we realized pretty quickly that the main service we needed to provide was providing an open and closed status for credit unions on our website.
Because
mm-hmm. Some of those folks, they were just trying to survive the storm. And what we were trying to do is communicate to their members, hey, here's the status of your credit union, whether it's open, whether it's closed. And some opened, the Monday afternoon after.
Wow.
Because they really hadn't had any damage. But, the challenge then was that employees, if they didn't live right in the proximity of their branch, sometimes they just couldn't get to work. And so managing that communications hub was really critical.
Mm-hmm.
Right away. Certainly we got in touch with the National Credit Union Foundation right away, and they activated CU Aid.
Yep.
Which is a tool that was put in place not that many years ago, really,
mm-hmm.
so that in the event of a natural disaster, 100% of those funds just get funneled directly to the people who've been affected. So those two things happen very fast.
Okay, cool. Good to know. So how have credit unions supported members through this trying time? Do you have any anecdotes or anything? I mean, I'm sure there's a gazillion stories, but I'm sure there's a couple that stand out that are just, because every time, when Hurricane Sandy hit, Katrina hit, all those, and the fires out here in San Diego, if you remember, a few years ago when all that happened, credit unions continue just to really go above and beyond what is called for them. So do you have any couple of stories that you can share?
I wish this were a longer interview because there are so many stories. A huge number of them are providing skip a payment programs
mm-hmm,
for their
mm-hmm.
loans, certainly within the guidelines of what our regulator would expect.
Right.
I don't want to get all reckless on you. But, they recognize right away that people are going to have some hardships. Some of them have, if they're employed out of their home, they've got both personal and professional repairs to make, right?
Right.
So they're doing a lot with their lending portfolio. And so is CUNY Mutual Group, by the way. CUNY Mutual Group came on site immediately.
Wow.
And set up a village.
Oh.
They called it, I don't remember what they call it, but anyway, there was something with village in the title.
Well, they need one for something like that.
it was awesome. And so they set up, and we were in constant communication with them to kind of help credit unions, communicate with other system players.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions, have such huge hearts, or the people who work there do, and they immediately reached out to members and were just, kind of providing a place of refuge, almost something familiar for very nice. Members
something,
to go back
something
to.
So simple can be so huge in somebody's life, and especially in that instance. Yeah. So what did you learn from this event, and then how can credit unions continue to do better and better? Because I mean, this is not going to be the last hurricane, unfortunately. There'll be others, and there might be another one. You know, Maria is out there wreaking havoc on Puerto Rico right now. So what did you guys learn that we can do better next time?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because now that things are starting to settle back down, you do want to take away something from every big event like this, bad or good. You want to have some do betters. And, you know, one of the things that we've learned is that we're going to provide a little bit of disaster preparedness and disaster response education. A few credit unions maybe didn't prepare with quite as much cash. As they might have, and who could have known how pervasive this was going to be and how long it was going to take armored trucks to roll, for example. And so, you know, we've got some do-betters for disaster preparedness, and we're actually going to put together a webinar in the next probably 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, cool.
To share that, because not only were there some do-betters there, but, you know, social media is a tool that maybe during the last really big hurricane that we had on the Gulf Coast, it really wasn't the tool that it is now. And it provided a really nice complement to that communications hub I was talking about. It wasn't just our website. We used every social media channel. So that proved to be pretty effective.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we'll capture all of that and we'll build upon it, because yes, it will happen again.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and there was actually a story in the Wall Street Journal about how effective social media is now in natural disasters. And actually, Holly Fearing and I talked about, I interviewed her about social media, and we talked about it. And it was it's a really important tool now, not just, you know, to see what you're eating for dinner, but now it's great for natural disasters and saying who's open, who's not open, what's your status, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we had a private Facebook page for those who were in the region. And so, we would just invite people into it, and it grew pretty quickly.
I bet.
And for example, you know, a call went out that, hey, Beaumont doesn't have any drinking water. And our credit unions, you know, we cover Arkansas too. And a group of credit unions got together and put together, they rented a Penske truck, filled it up with cases upon cases of drinking water and made the trip.
Ooh.
And that came about because of social media.
Yeah.
So there's so many of those stories.
There's a million of them. So cool. All right. Well, last question here, Caroline, because I know you're up to your earlobes and stuff to do here. What can we do out here, you know, beyond nationwide? What can we do to continue to help besides our thoughts and prayers? What is there anything else that we can do to can you help helping you guys out?
We need you to give.
Okay.
We need donations to www.cuaid.coop.
Okay.
CUAID.COOP.
Got it.
It's going to be a long, expensive recovery, and we want to help those credit unions get back on their feet.
Got it. Great message to end on. Caroline, thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a few minutes. I know you got a big task in front of you and even behind you as well. My gosh, what an experience. So keep up the good work there. And again, please let us know if we can do anything for you guys, and we will continue to give to CUA.coop. So keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.